You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national. Man, we cover down on all of it. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two, Boomer. How is it possibly hour number two already?
Man, it just flew by.
I mean, I guess the answer to that is 60 minutes rolled by, but yeah. It didn't feel like it.
Did not.
No, I guess I was on a good rant, just, you know, covering some ground. It just flew past us. Hey, real quick on the text line, Kathy from Harvest says, the pandemic changed the world forever. She says, my stepfather told me I was going to die if I didn't get the vaccine. I agree, Kathy. There was a lot of that going around. And you know, we heard Lee from Huntsville talking about how it caused divisions in families. The fear of COVID caused division in families. Coming on now is my friend Stephanie Smith. She's been on the show multiple times. She's the principal at the Thatcher Coalition. You can find them at thatchercoalition.com. She's also on Twitter at Coalition Thatcher. She is, she's always got great commentary. She's a cum laude graduate of Auburn University, War Eagle, and also a cum laude graduate of University of Alabama at Birmingham with a master's in public administration. Spent a lot of time in state and federal public policy issues, and I'm glad to welcome her back on the show. Stephanie Smith, how are you today?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, even though I got my little girl married this weekend. I'm still good. I'm good.
I mean, I love those pictures. She's a beauty.
Well, I agree. Thank you so much. And man, she was more pretty than usual, I'm going to tell you. More pretty? Prettier.
Well,
prettier
happiness will do that to you. So I'm glad to know she's happy.
Well, you've got seven to get married. So I hope you're saving now.
only two girls. But yes, seven to marry off. We've got to get them grown and raised first, though, Phil.
That is true. Well, I appreciate it. By the way, I appreciated the picture of y'all at the birthday gathering with the sombrero. That was good.
Yeah, I told you that was coming last time we talked.
That's right. Hey, listen, my friend, when I texted you about this show, I told you I was covered down on this article on The Atlantic about so-called pandemic amnesty. Have you seen that article?
I have, and I've got to tell you, I said I was doing well, but I think I'm getting triggered over here. I'm reliving some of the just nonsense that all of us lived through with this COVID pandemic and our you know, personal lives, whether or not it was family members or church members or friends or just people that we knew. I mean, all the things that everybody lived through, now they want amnesty. So,
yeah.
I think it's an interesting concept. I'm a cynic. So, as you know, and kind of a political animal, and so I'm immediately wondering if this is an election tactic, meaning, okay, you know, let's just call all of this over right before the midterms.
Yeah, call it all over, and please, by the way, would you forget while we're talking about it being over? Yeah, that's the thing I said earlier, too, on the show. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I totally get the idea of forgiveness, but forgiveness can still hold accountability. You know, it doesn't have to be that you just – amnesty is literally the forgetting that it ever happened kind of mode, and that's what they want. They want to pretend, hey, these last few years when you couldn't go to grandma's funeral and you couldn't visit your loved one in the hospital and you had to shutter your business, yeah, just let's pretend that didn't happen and move on. And I say, no. How about we have some accountability?
Yeah, I am totally with you. And I think that the term amnesty was intentional. I don't think that she used forgiveness. She didn't really bring a spiritual aspect into it. But we as believers know that for forgiveness to occur, there has to be remorse. There has to be contrition. There has to be an admittance of fault, you know, to ask for forgiveness. Right. And so what she's asking for is not forgiveness. What she's asking for is amnesty, which is a kind of like a blasé, let's look the other way. And I have a couple of problems with that. One of my major just practical, you know, not even spiritual problems with that is that it's not really over. You know, there are doctors that are still having to fight for their licenses.
Yeah.
Even in Alabama, there are doctors that, you know, had their licenses and their credentials called into question for things that we now know to be true. Charlie Crist, running for Florida governor yesterday, said that he would consider vaccination and mandatory masks in Florida for an uptick in the current variant. Yeah. Yesterday, he said that. We've got, New York state employees were reinstated to their jobs, that those who were fired for being unvaccinated with back pay. Okay, that's good news. How about all of the New York employees who had to shutter their businesses, lost their life savings in the private sector?
Yeah, or how about our military?
Making those people whole. Absolutely. You and I pass articles back and forth all the time about the military. And Barry Moore just signed on as a co-sponsor for a piece of federal legislation that would make it illegal to mandate the vaccines for the military. I mean, there are thousands of kids who have gotten kicked out of the military academies and other people that are just not even signing up for service because they know that that's going to be part of the process.
Oh, I know some good folks. I know one guy, a good friend. You might know him, but I won't say his name on the air. But he literally at 16 years of service got out because he knew that if he waited for them to kick him out, that he would be barred from reentry. But if he went ahead and got out, knowing that politics is cyclical, that probably in the next couple of years someone's going to pass something that's going to allow him to get back in. But he literally had to stop a very solid career to just get out.
And I know a few folks like that. And I know some people who lost pensions because they opted for that.
Yeah.
And we've got colleges that are still mandating the latest booster. Yale is mandating the latest booster for students, but not for faculty.
Yeah.
How's that? why is that? Because they can, and they still are.
Well, and we had our own vaunted UAB, great on many things, but wrong on contact tracing. They developed the app that is being sold nationwide still to this day that allows basically the government to see where you are at any given time and tell you what you need to do if they think somebody else is near you. And I just find that to be a little spooky, to be honest.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and we could go down the UAB rabbit hole pretty deeply on this, whether or not it was a chicken or the egg, whether on some of the procedures and shots that were offered with their NIH funding and whatnot. But the good news for Alabama specifically is that Alabama has pushed back some on some of these things with the vaccine passport ban, which was an imperfect bill,
right,
but better than nothing.
Yeah.
With the other piece of legislation that gave people the ability to have exemptions, also another imperfect piece of legislation, but it helped people stay in their jobs. And it's, to me, one of those things that we've had an abuse of power, an abuse of governmental power, and it feels a little bit like liberals saying, oh, well, socialism looks great on paper, and then they try it, and then it doesn't work, and a bunch of people die, and the government was wrong. And then they're like, oh, well, we didn't do it quite right. We're going to try it again next time. And so for me, this is the same thing. It's an abuse of power. The elites and the experts told us all what we had to think and what we had to do and where we could go on Thanksgiving and what we could wear on our face and where we could go and where we could not go, where we could travel and where we could not travel. And now that they're being proven wrong, instead of righting any of those wrongs and making sure that that stuff can't happen again next time, they just want it swept under the rug.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's switch our mode here for a minute. We got 2 or 3 minutes left. Your thoughts on what forgiveness with accountability looks like? I mean, what is it we need to do to help society move forward, but yet not excuse or get away from the things that happen so they don't happen again?
Right. And I think there are a lot of people, that are bitter and in a warranted way on some of the personal things that they had to walk through with the COVID pandemic. I get that. I do think that as a collective or as looking at governmental functions, you have to kind of put that aside and look at what the policy should be. For me, I think that there should be a protection of doctors and the doctor-patient relationship that cannot be intervened by the CDC or any other quasi-governmental authority.
Totally agree.
I think that I think that the state health officer, no offense to him personally, should not be appointed by a lobbying group. And I think there should be accountability to the people for his position. I don't think there's any one person in the entire state that should be in charge of the entire state at any time. We're not a dictatorship. We're a constitutional republic, and there should be accountability to the voters for who's making decisions on our behalf.
And he has none. He has none.
And he has none. Absolutely none.
Well, I think those two things,
there are a whole list of things as far as what pharmaceutical companies can do, as far as liability, as far as, you know, what pharmacists can do, as far as what shots they can give versus what, you know, has to be a diagnosable illness. There are lots of different things. We have small protections in place and better than a lot of other states. Give us credit. You know, we did some good things, but there's still a lot of work to be done. If you assume that something like this could happen again, and I make that assumption,
yep,
that something like this could happen again, A, because it worked, and B, because it's one of those things that I think that we're going to have to deal with, whether or not it's intentional or not, by, you know, foreign adversaries or who knows who, we're kind of just in a biomedical warfare mode. So I think that we need to protect ourselves preemptively and make sure that these kinds of things that we had to endure over the last couple of years don't happen to us again.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show, beginning of this segment, I mean, that my sincere hope, and what I've been saying since I started this show over a year ago, is that my sincere hope is that every single time any elected official at any level, local, state, or national, makes a decision of any kind, that they should always err on the side of freedom and consider what their decision-making will do to personal freedoms of the people that they're elected to represent. I don't care if they're a dog catcher or president of the United States. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, you always err on the side of freedom, and during COVID, we did not.
We did not.
We as a country did not. We as a government did not. We erred on the side of control, and that's what was so wrong about it.
Well, I knew you'd give great perspective. Stephanie Smith, we appreciate you. As always, you can be found at ThatcherCoalition.com. And thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me, Phil.
All right. See you. All right, Boomer, take the break. I'll come back and wrap this segment up. If you want to call in about this, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Pandemic amnesty? All right. What are your thoughts on the idea of pandemic amnesty? And what did you see happen you think ought to be addressed? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call in. We'll see you.